Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Gallegos, here with
Jeff Rappaport.
And today, guys, we are going to be talking about offer structuring on an eightplex. This is something that Jeff already came up with some offers on. He's going to present that information to me and see what I would do as far as structuring an offer. So I haven't seen any of this information before. We literally were just talking about it before we recorded this podcast. So let's see what we can do here.
So let me give you a little background. This is a lead that we're dealing with. It's an out-of-state lead. And I think normally this would be they're probably asking too much in terms of a wholesale. There's probably some equity, but not enough for us to want to take it on as cash. And what I want to do is I want to look at this in a few different ways. Plus I want to gauge, you know, Jonathan, you're kind of like our guinea pig, for lack of a better term, that, you know, this whole podcast is about me trying to teach you creative financing, and you kind of represent our audience. And so it kind of gives me a gauge of where we're at and what we should still be looking at working on, you know, what I can do to help you, which hopefully in turn helps our audience learn how to structure these. And this is an eightplex. This is a pretty... you'll see that this is a pretty common deal. This is a deal where we have a purchase agreement. We're just waiting for him to sign it. It's been agreed to verbally, and I'll show you what we'll end up doing with it. But you'll like this, right? And I hope that we're gonna, on this episode, we're gonna structure one offer, and then we'll do another episode. You'll structure a new offer, and then we're going to switch it up a little bit. Okay. So this will probably be a multi episode kind of deal.
Okay.
All right. So here's some info that you probably need. So an eightplex, they're all 2-bedroom, 1.5 bath. So it's kind of a townhome style type deal. They're actually all on their own tax serial number. So could be sold individually. All right next to one another though. And the property is free and clear.
Okay.
They're asking $649,000.
Asking $649,000.
They prefer that, this is the information I was given. They prefer cash. By the way,
don't we all?
Does everyone prefer cash?
Yes.
Yes. Or a short-term finance deal, 2 years or less.
Term, okay.
Okay. They're all identical units. They rent right now for $5,150 a month. So right around that $625 to $650 range.
Rent for how much? I'm sorry.
$5,150
a month.
Yes.
Is that gross?
That is gross.
Okay.
Separate meters. The tenants pay both electric and water. I have no idea what the seller actually pays and what that runs. So we're going to have to kind of create an estimate there.
So the tenants pay for water and trash?
Yep. Water and electric.
Water and electric. Okay. Yep.
So my guess is that heat is electric here. This is in Georgia. So That's my guess.
Okay. Are these like duplexes?
Yeah, it's just the townhomes, all one right after each other. So one wall adjoining.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's eight in a row.
Yep.
Yep. Eight in a row townhome. Okay.
Yep.
That's why they're in super partial. I was misunderstanding that.
Yep. Okay. The market rents. So they're on the low side. They absolutely could get $750 to $800 for each one.
Okay. Market rents are $750 to
$800. Okay. Yep. Most of the tenants have been there long term. That's why the rents haven't been raised. A lot of them have been there 7+ years.
Okay.
Okay. And now let's talk about some expenses.
Okay.
So the expenses that I know of are taxes. We're going to put it about $6,000 a year.
Okay. $6,000.
Insurance, about $3,800 for the year.
Insurance, $3,800. Okay.
Yep. And then landscaping, which is $120 a month. And I just figured they probably need it 7 months out of the year, something like that. So $840.
$840. Okay.
Yep. Those are the only expenses I have. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the reason that I want to do this exercise, Jonathan, is that, you know, one of the things that I see a lot, and it doesn't matter if it's on a multifamily, commercial, residential, it doesn't really matter, is I see a lot of people question, all right, where do I start? What? How do I know what to offer? And so I think the more of these that we can do, kind of start to finish, are more helpful to our audience and probably to you as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so where do we start, Jonathan? But what, step one, how do we analyze this?
So let's look at what our return is on our cash. Let's look at a cash on cash return and return on.
Yeah, as far as just getting a conventional loan.
Yeah, that's kind of where I start first. All right. So you said rents are $5,150.
Yep.
Times that by 12. And so that's $61,800 for the year. And then we're going to minus our expenses. And I think that was about $10,650.
Well, before you do that, do you think that those expenses are all inclusive?
No.
Yeah. So we probably should build that out based on what, you know, our best guess is.
Yeah.
Because the expenses are going to be more than what we have.
Yeah. Because they don't have any. Yeah. There's no. Repairs and maintenance, and if it's an eightplex, there should be probably a management fee in there as well.
Correct. I believe that this guy's been managing it for 20 years.
And for himself?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what are you going to put for management? How much?
8 or 10%.
Okay. Of what? So the $60,000 or so that you have as gross income?
Yeah, the gross rents.
Okay, so I put $4,800 for the year. So that's pretty close.
Yep.
Okay.
$4,800.
What else should we make sure that we add in?
Maintenance and repairs.
Okay. How much do you want to put in there?
5%, 10%. I'm not sure on that, actually.
One of the things I should tell you that from the pictures that I saw, very nice, very well kept. Okay. Roofs were replaced like 10 years ago. Condition is really pretty good from the pictures that I saw.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe low on that, maybe 5% or something.
What I think, so I'm gonna treat this probably a little differently than if this was just 8 units like an apartment, because I have more of a capital expense involved and repair costs. But why don't we say $50 per unit, and so $400 a month in maintenance and repairs.
Okay. So about another 4,800.
Yeah.
Okay. Maintenance and repairs. Okay.
Okay. Anything else you can think of?
Trash. We need to think about utility. Yeah. So if there's trash.
Okay. So I have no idea what trash may run in, and it may be trash and sewer, or maybe, or trash and sewer may be included in water already. That we don't know.
Yeah. So if they're paying electricity, there's no gas, and they're paying water, that leaves sewer and garbage.
Yeah.
So maybe.
What do you want to put?
Eightplex, maybe, I don't know, $250 a month or something.
That's exactly what I chose.
Is it?
Yep.
$250 a month.
Yep.
About another $3,000 there.
Yep. And we're just, yep. We don't know. Right. This will be stuff that we verify. And right now, I'm just trying to get a pretty close ballpark number to, where we need to be, what we need to. How we need to structure this.
Okay, so that would put, and I think that's it for repairs.
I would agree.
So,
let's add them all up.
$23,240.
Yep. And we'll divide that by 12, that's $1,936 per month in expenses.
$1,936.
So, what should we do from here, Jonathan? I know you know this answer.
Yeah, so we should figure out what the cash flow is.
How are we going to do this?
So we know our rents were 50.
We've kind of already started working backwards, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Now, do you start with what the current rents are, or do you like to do the pro forma? Yeah.
No, I'm going to start where we're at currently.
Yeah. Okay, so it was 51 or 5,150 minus that 1,936. That's 3,214 a month.
So that's what we have left to deal with, what we're going to give the seller and what we're either going to get for cash flow for ourselves or be able to pass on to our buyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
As is, right? As is. As, not, yeah. Not increasing the rents. So if we can make this decent, we know that there's going to be a significant increase. I mean, we're talking that, we certainly could get $100 more a month in rent for every unit. So that's $800 more cash flow without much more expense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So now what? How do we structure this? What? How do we start now figuring out what kind of offer we can make this guy?
So I'm assuming that we're just going to try to make his terms work. If he's looking for a 2-year term, we'll try to make that work. And then so you guys are looking to wholesale this?
Because normally we are, but I would tell you that there's one other piece, and I haven't verified this. I don't know how real it is, but he said that a realtor told him that each unit is probably worth about $100,000. And remember, each unit can be financed separately, sold separately. And so if that's really the case, we have about $150,000 in equity paying him his price. So now the question is, what do we want to offer him and for how long? And then we'll figure out, hey, what does it make sense to just buy it and figure out what to do with it? Or should we just wholesale it? And we're going to figure it out kind of based on, both exit strategies.
Do you know what the current cap rate is for that market?
Not a clue. Okay. My guess is that these would be classified as like B, built in 1981. They look like B. They might be classified as C, just for the age. But they're in, like I said, the pictures I've seen are I've been pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. So if he's asking 649, net operating income is 38,568, then he's pretty much asking for a 6% cap rate. The reason I'm asking is, what if market cap rates were 4% and then you can, just.
They're not.
I wouldn't think so.
This is a smaller city. My guess is that market cap rates are 7.5.
Okay. So my first thoughts is if I would verify what you could sell the townhomes for individually, because that might be a good play. and then you could structure, maybe a year of, a term for 1 year long enough to sell those units. Although I don't think that would be long enough if you had to evict tenants and that kind of thing.
Why do you have to evict tenants?
If you were to sell them individually, you don't have to evict tenants to sell them individually. I'm just thinking of retailing.
You're saying retail to an owner occupant.
No, retailing to
someone that wants to live in it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Owner occupant.
Yeah. Owner. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So pick one and structure an offer.
Okay. So let's, go with selling it individual to an owner occupant if the units all, so they were all worth 100,000 each. Equals, that's 800 times 752 103. So what I would do, so my first offer would be get them to carry it for, get them to carry
finance. What's the price?
So purchase price would be, I would see, so I would say 649 if I was to wholetail these. Okay. And 649, and I would want him to finance that for at least a year.
While, so how much down payment are you coming with?
Good question. I would want to be in it for like 10%, I think, like somewhere around like 65,000.
What interest rate?
65. And I would want like a 4 or 5% interest rate.
Okay. So you're taking 650, let's call it 650.
10% down.
Minus 65.
Yeah.
So you're doing 585, you're asking for
650.
4.5%. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. 4.5.
Amortized over 30 years.
Yeah.
So later. What's your payment?
585 present value. Interest rate is 4.5%. 360 on the N. Payment $2,964.11.
Okay, so that's going to leave you about not even $250 a month cash flow.
Yeah, okay. Which is very, very low.
Yeah. Now, you know, keep in mind the rents are on the low side, and your goal really is to, you know, it sounds like your goal is to sell them. Yeah. However, you probably are going to need to free these up, you know, to start selling them individually. To me, that's probably going to take more than a year, you know, based on my guess is that most of these are on month to month, but maybe, maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as you take one out to sell, you're paying for it, right? You're coming out of pocket.
Yeah.
Because you're losing that rent. And, you know, your current income will not support your debt.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, so that would take a loss. I guess I'd have to factor that in.
Oh, why? Well, let's just lower the interest rate.
So let's do that.
Let's do 4%.
Okay. So 4% interest. Takes the payment down $2,792, so there's a little more cash flow.
Yep. Now you're at like 400.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
4% interest. Okay.
Do you want to take it down even more?
Yeah, let's see what 3.5 does. 3.5% interest. Drop the payment $2,626. That might work right there, I think.
Okay. 26. So we're going with 3.5 and a payment of $2,626, right?
Yeah. 3.5% interest. Payment of, I say that was 2,626. Okay.
Yep. And for how long of a term?
I'm gonna do 2 years here, because when I think about it, like if I have to evict a tenant and then do any repairs on these units,
I don't know that you're gonna have to evict, but you're probably gonna have to give each tenant 30 to 60 day notice. And then they're going to move out, and then you're going to potentially have to spiff it up, and then you're going to have to start listing it, and it could take a while to sell, and then you've got to start that process each time for 8 units.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope 2 years is long enough.
yeah. So maybe not the best, maybe not the best solution, but that's my initial thoughts, because I think you can make over $100,000 but now, like, thinking about it in a 2 year time frame, making $100,000 over that time frame doesn't sound like a whole lot.
No, probably not, but that's the road you chose. Yeah. Luckily, I'm going to give you another chance on a second episode, so but this is the process, right? That you're thinking about your different exit strategies.
Yeah.
You know, what might work and how, and then you're playing with some numbers, which is what you just did, right? You know, what made you decide to offer a full price?
Just to see if I could make that work, retailing the units.
Okay. I mean, that you don't have to, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Do you have to offer 2 years because that's what the seller asked for?
No.
Okay.
I could offer 3 years.
Yeah. So maybe the seller is saying 2 years, but might be open to a little more.
Yes. So I guess I take the approach that you kind of take initially, like if you can make it work for the seller at their purchase price and at the term they're looking for, then I guess you want to start there because you know that works for them and you can get an offer accepted, right?
Let's back up. So this seller is asking $649 and asking to get cashed out. He also made it clear he would prefer to just get cashed out, right? What would be your cash offer if you were just going to cash him out? You don't know.
Yes. No, not off the top of my head. I'm trying to run some numbers real quick on my calculator here.
Well, I can tell you I didn't know either.
Yeah, 568.
So I just threw out a number.
Okay, hold on. $430.
Yeah.
Based
on what?
Based on a 9% cap rate.
9% as is.
Yeah, 9%
as is. Really, what you're basically saying is, I want a 9% cap rate as is, and then I've got this built-in pro forma that I can raise the rents without probably doing any work even.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, What
are the chances of the seller taking that offer?
Zero, I would think. Because right. It's
so,
way too low.
Why do we make those offers? I can tell you I offered $557.
$557. I offered $430.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just as a comparison. So if they see, if you're like, hey, my cash offers this, well, that's really low. That looks like crap. But you have a couple other creative financing offers that you're giving them, close to asking or asking, it looks way better. But yeah, I just went on, off the top of my head, if I could buy it at a 9% cap rate and still build in, some value add, if there was still some value add, that would be a stellar deal, right? But the chances of them accepting it is pretty, pretty slim.
Well, and the way I looked at it is that I don't really want them to take my cash offer. So if they do, I want it for a good deal. Most likely I'm going to wholesale this and, I want to make a decent amount of money. So I put it on the market for, let's say, $600 instead of the $649. It's an on-market deal, so I don't want all my buyers to go and, they're going to see what this property is priced at. At least they're getting a $50,000 discount buying it from me, as opposed to, looking at it and say, well, I could just go buy that. And so I want it to be significant enough that I could add in my fee and still be below his asking price because this is an on-market deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So why don't we, what we came up with for our first offer is we looked at some of the exit strategies. You liked, at least initially, that you would like to potentially sell these off individually for around $100,000 each.
Yeah.
And then tried to position yourself so that you could be in this where it would make sense while you were doing that. And where you offered $649, $65,000 down, 10%, 3.5% interest amortized over 30 years, with a payment of $26,26 principal and interest.
Yeah, leaving cash flow of about
$600.
$588.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So why don't we cut this off here?
Okay.
We'll do another. We'll go through this again, and I'm going to ask you to come up with a totally different offer.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll end it here and stay tuned for our next episode as we continue down this road of structuring financing on an eightplex. Guys, we are still working on the Creative Financing Academy, which is an online course that we're going to be offering that focuses specifically on creative financing. And a lot of it is just practicing, running through deal structuring with Jeff and using your financial calculator. So keep an eye out for that here in the near future. If you guys want to reach us, or if you're interested in that course, please reach out to us on our hotline, which is 877-409-8090. Again, 877-409-8090. Jeff also offers an apprentice program. And if you're interested in that, that's more focused on wholesaling and, generating leads really. And so it's kind of a learn as you go program. But if you're interested in that,
earn while you learn.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Earn while you learn. I said learn while you earn. You're going to pay them, Jeff.
You said learn as you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Earn as you learn. So if you're interested in that, contact Jeff.
On the hotline.
On the hotline, and just mention specifically that you're interested in his apprenticeship program. He'll get back with you personally. And all of our episodes at the creativefinancingpodcast.com. And we're on Facebook at the Creative Financing Podcast, also Instagram. So you can hit us up in all those places. Any last words, Jeff?
Yeah, a couple of really quick mentions. So the Facebook group we're trying to build. So if you have deal structuring questions, we've admitted a couple of good, very experienced investors that have done creative financing for, 15, 20 years. So that we're starting to build that momentum. And so if you have questions, you certainly just can go to our Facebook page. And now you'll get some different perspectives, I believe. So I think that'll be great for you. And, don't forget that, we offer this video that I've done start to finish. If you haven't ordered it, I don't know why. It's free. All you got to do is text CFP to our hotline number. It is literally me going start to finish on a deal, working through the exit strategy, structuring the offers, step by step, my whole thought process. And I think that will really help you visualize what it is that we talk about on a weekly basis. So,
yeah, thanks for mentioning that. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, text.
You have so many announcements, Jonathan. I just try to help out whenever I can. Yeah,
sometimes I stumble through them. Okay, guys, till next time, go out there and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.